Welcome back to episode 11 of the Simple Trading Podcast, the podcast which helps you to become a mentally strong, disciplined, and consistently profitable trader with simple trading approaches. Today we're going to talk about being a selective trader in your trading and only choosing high quality setups. Let's jump right into it. I've recently read about the 80-20 rule in the book Develop the Leader Inside of You by John C. Maxwell. If you don't know about this, this rule says that 80% of your results come from 20% of your work. So 80% of your profits will come from the top 20% of your trades. The really golden opportunities. The trades you would take over and over and over again. In trading, you will notice that patterns don't always develop in the same way. Sometimes a head and shoulders is clear and sometimes it's not that clear. Sometimes a support or a resistance level is clear and sometimes it's not that clear. And you will notice that small things like this can affect your trading results. The placement of your support and resistance might affect your risk to reward, which will ultimately affect your profits. The challenge is that these things can't be taught. To recognize it, you need to actually trade the patterns and get a lot of chart time. And by getting chart time, I don't mean that you should sit through every trading session and take every opportunity you see, but it means to schedule time, 1 to 2 hours of practice, backtest, and identifying patterns in the past. But the most confident will come from actually trading your system. Once you have realized and analyzed what makes a good pattern and what your best trades have in common, then you can start to focus on them. It doesn't mean that you only take these trades, but you could put more risk on these trades. Maybe instead of 1%, you could risk 2% or 1.5%. In order to do that efficiently, you should start to journal your trades. Make a screenshot before you take a trade. And after you take a trade, take notes of what you liked and what you didn't like about the trade. Always ask yourself what you could have done better. Because there's always something that you could have done better, always. It's crucial to get this data about your best trades, so you know which of your trades is most likely to perform good and give a better return. But don't forget that even your best trades can be losers. A good trade is not identified by profit, but by how well you executed your trading plan. A bad trade is not identified by a loss, but that you didn't follow your trading plan. That's it for today. It means a lot to me if you stick with me the whole time, and it would mean even more to me if you would share this podcast with someone who needs it. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to reach out to me. The link to the Telegram is in the show notes. Have a blessed week. See you next week.